Here are some facts about the woman who's going to be hosting the Emmy Awards this Sunday. She used to be addicted to Miller Lite. She named her cat after Greta Garbo. She was so afraid of being on stage that she quit her first high school play, and then she went on to act alongside Harrison Ford and Meryl Streep. Today, you know her best as a brash cheerleading coach named Sue Sylvester on the hit TV series Glee.
Our assignment for Glee Club is to find a song that reflects our voice.
Yeah, you know what? I checked out of this conversation about a minute back, so good luck with your troubles. And I'm going to make it a habit not to stop and talk to students, because this has been a colossal waste of my time.
It's another zinger from Coach Sue Sylvester, who's played by actress Jane Lynch. On top of getting ready to host the Emmys, Lynch has a new memoir out called Happy Accidents, and she joins us from NPR West in California. Jane, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sue Sylvester's very confident, among other things, but yeah. your own memoir introduces us to a Jane Lynch who is not so confident in much of your life. You quit a high school play because you were so afraid to mess up.
Yeah. You know, I've always wanted to be an actress. It was my first conscious memory was that I want to do that they are doing on television and that they are doing on stage. And when I got my opportunity, I was so afraid of blowing it that I walked away from it. And I'll tell you, that is the last time I walked away from anything. And I've spent the rest of my life saying yes, 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 maybe to things I should have left on the wayside. But I've been a yes person now for a long time, and it works for me.
You know, one person who seemed to really set your career on its course was director Christopher Guest. And
yeah.
You first met him on the set of a Frosted Flakes commercial?
Correct.
So do you owe your career to cereal?
I guess I from one perspective, I do. Yeah, I was doing a bunch of commercials, and I went to an audition, and I saw that the director was Christopher Guest. And I was a huge fan from Waiting for Guffman. And he cast me in this, and then at lunch we were shooting, he said, you know, I do movies. And I was like, I know, I saw Guffman.
I'm aware
loved
of that.
It. Aware of that, aware of your work. And Spinal Tap, of course. And he said, you know, maybe we'll get to work together someday. And we left it at that. And then I happened to be at a restaurant about 4 or 5 months later.
It was an accident. I mean, you saw him in a cafe.
Yeah. Should I go to the Earth Cafe or the newsroom? I decided the newsroom. Christopher Guest walks in, and he says, you know what? I had forgotten about you, but come to my office today. And by the end of the day, I had been cast in Best in Show, and I would be going to Vancouver in a couple of months.
Best in Show, of course, is the mockumentary about the competitive world of dog shows, and I'll never forget this scene.
With Sherry Ann, we have this fantastic friendship, too. It's really great. And we have a little bit of a family dynamic going here, and it pretty much mirrors what I grew up with, you know. My father was the taskmaster, the disciplinarian, which is what I do. I'm the mommy slash daddy. That's right.
Like Mr. Punishment.
Oh, well, you know, and also reward. But Sherry's responsible for the unconditional love, you know.
And the decorative abilities.
Exactly, the heart and the soul, you know, which is what my mother did, and that was her job, you know. She was there for the unconditional love. And it worked for my family, you know, until my mom committed suicide in 81.
your character in Best in Show, Christy, is gay, and you wrote about through your career before that movie struggling with the idea of coming out to the world, to your family. What was the struggle?
Well, you know, I grew up in Dalton, Illinois in the 70s, and there nobody was gay. It wasn't talked about. And I knew that I did not want to go out with boys. I knew I was different.
You came out in a letter to your parents. Tell us about that letter.
I went to see a therapist because I was just suffering so much over this alienation I felt from my family. And I love my family. And she said, you know, you can tell them in a letter. You don't have to send it. Just write it. So, of course, it came flowing out, and it was beautiful.
No pressure.
And
you're not sending
no
this.
No pressure.
Sending
I don't
this.
Have to send it. But, of course, the ruse is that you do send it. And it had a happy ending.
Can you just read from the book, just a couple paragraphs about this very moment?
I finished the letter, and I felt good about how I'd expressed myself. I was able to articulate my fears and my hopes for the future, and the whole thing was just very cathartic. When I read the letter out loud in therapy, I got all choked up and felt like I might hurl. My lady therapist said, "That's lovely." I said, "I think I'll send it." And she said, "Okay."
A lot of your memoirs is deeply, deeply personal. And one way you managed your fear of coming out, of, among other things, of being rejected, was drinking. What did alcohol offer you that theater and acting just couldn't?
Well, I don't know that I looked at it that way so much. I just knew that the first couple of times I drank I got drunk, I really enjoyed the feeling. And I chased that feeling for the next, you know, 15, 20 years. Every night I went to the bar hoping that the night would go really well, and of course it ended up kicking my butt. And, you know, you have enough of those nights and your consciousness starts to knock on the door there and says, you know, you need to look at this. But, yeah, I don't know that I drank because I was hiding that I was gay or I was unhappy or whatever. It was just it seemed to make me feel better and more comfortable in my body, but it rarely worked.
You've played some pretty insane characters in your career, mm-hmm. and I think my favorite may be from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
You know, Javier, before he made passionate yet gentle love to me for the first time, he serenaded me with a beautiful old Guatemalan love song.
Really?
Cuando reglan mi cuarto.
Jane, tell us what's going on here.
Well, I am allowing Steve Carell. I've offered myself to his character, Andy.
Thrown yourself at him.
I've thrown myself at him. I said, you know, if you want to lose your virginity, I am at your service.
And what are you singing to him in Spanish exactly?
It's a Guatemalan love song, which actually is a dialogue from a Spanish class in high school that I'm so surprised I remembered because I barely paid attention.
It's a dialogue from like a textbook, like a Spanish
from a textbook,
language book?
ALM Spanish, yeah.
Okay. And what
Diálogo number one.
Are you saying anything about romance, love?
Not at all. I'm saying whenever I can't find anything, I blame my mother for cleaning my room. Where are my things?
It's just some of the typical stuff you'd say in the classroom.
Exactly. Everything is in its place, and I'm going to a football game.
Okay. Well, you are married now. You are clearly in love. You just seem to have found a real place of peace now.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing is it's not like I'm done growing and evolving, but
sure.
I certainly have so much more compassion and kindness for myself. And, you know, I have cut myself some slack.
It's actress Jane Lynch, who will be hosting the Emmys this Sunday night. Her memoir, Happy Accidents, is out this week, and you can read an excerpt at npr.org. Jane, this has been a true pleasure. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you. Take care.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.